With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman National U15 boys football team is gearing up for the CONCACAF U15 tournament this August.
It's been doing really good. I think we are working really hard. The boys have been amazing. We are using also our U17 domestic league, where we have our national team U15 boys playing there, and where they have the game experience, the minutes, the opponents there, as in like a normal game, and that has become a big help on their preparation. Going forward, we're going to be a little bit more focused on our way of playing, on our identity, because it's where we have more time to train. And we are really with our hopes really, really in a good moment, because the team has been like really amazing in their act training.
CIFA U15 head coach Claudio Garcia there. The CONCACAF U15 championship will be held on August 2nd through the 10th in Curaçao. Staying with football, it was week 14 for the Premier League with four games. 3-4-5 shutout Cayman Brac Football Club 13-0. Scholars did the same with Sunset House ending 7-0. It was a closer match in the Tigers versus East End United game, with Tigers coming out on top 1-0. Finally, Elite beat out Bodentown 7-1 in their match. Topping the league is Elite with 28 points, ahead by 1 point over 3-4-5, close on their heels. In Cayman Men's First Division, Week 12, 3-4-5 took down Elite 5-1. Latinos smashed Tigers 10-0, and it was 4-2 in the Sunset versus Cayman Athletic showdown, with Cayman Athletic snagging the win. Academy leads the league with 40 points. Games continue this weekend, with the Men's First Division and Women's Premier League playing on Saturday. The Premier League teams will go head-to-head on Sunday. Over 120 cyclists came together this weekend in a powerful and emotional memorial ride to honor the life of Purandeem, a fellow cyclist, husband, father and friend who was killed in a hit-and-run last month. The ride was a tribute to Mr. Undeem's memory and a, quote, reminder of the importance of standing together as a community to promote road safety and accountability. Cayman cycling organizers say they were honored to be a part of this event, adding his, quote, legacy will live on through every ride, every voice raised for safer roads, and every effort to ensure this tragedy is never repeated. Staying with cycling, the 2025 May Classics is back, challenging riders across four unique races: the sharp turns of the West Bay Circuit on May 11th, the all-out effort of the individual time trial on May 18th, the punishing hills of the East End Road Race on May 19th, and the high-speed action of the bypass circuit on May 25th. Open to all competitors, champions will be crowned across categories 1 through 4, Masters, Supermasters, Elite Women and Juniors. Category leaders will don the red jersey, the mark of the 2025 Classics champions. Also returning this year is the green jersey, awarded to the top point scorer in each division. You can register now at caymancycling.org/May Classics. Moving to basketball, the SLK Hoods cranked up the defensive intensity and showcased a well-rounded scoring effort, securing a big win over the Hoop Dream squad in the PWC Under-16 Boys League. With 16 total steals and a commanding presence on the boards down the stretch, the Hoods pulled away late to close it out in dominant fashion with a 57-40 win. Top performers for SLK Hoods were Leon Shorter with 14 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals and 1 block. Rajon Booth added 14 points, 12 rebounds, 2 blocks, and Treshawn Seymour added 9 points and 3 steals. The co-players of the game spoke with SEBA's president, Colin Anglin.
Rajon Booth and Leon Shorter, both with 14 points, and then combining for about 20 rebounds and 5 steals, leading their team to victory. Congratulations, guys. Rajon, what do you think is your biggest role on your team?
I really try to do whatever the coach wants me to do, and just be on the defensive end, well on the front end of the defensive area.
Okay, all right, cool. And Leon, What about you? How do you think that you can best make a difference for your team? What are your strengths?
Well, really my strengths are setting up the team, to get the offense running, you know, pressing up on defense, making sure it's hard to get the ball across.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations, guys. Big win. All the best in the season.
Thank you. Standouts for Hoop Dreams was Mason Miller with 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Noah Anglin, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. And Aiden Collin, 8 points, 7 rebounds, 3 blocks. Hoop Dreams shot over 50% from the field but struggled with turnovers, committing 20 in total and missed crucial opportunities at the free throw line, going just 4 for 11. And Cayman swimming sensation Jordan Crooks, who made history as the first Caymanian to reach an Olympic swimming final, is stepping away from competition for now. As reported previously on Radio Cayman Sports, in a heartfelt social media post, Crooks thanked the Cayman Islands, the University of Tennessee, and his family and friends for their support throughout his journey. He wrote, "For now, I'll be stepping away from competing, looking forward to exploring all that life has to offer till we meet again." Crooks has cemented his legacy in Cayman sports history, winning the nation's first ever gold medal at the World Short Course Championships in 2022 and making waves at the 2024 Olympics, where he placed 8th in the men's 50-meter freestyle. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.